A mystery in Colorado, David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. This is completely outside our normal format. Now that said, I'm including it because fellow sportsmen will probably appreciate the story as well as understand what happened. I'm going to play a couple of sound bites that I found on CNN, and I want you to figure out what happened. Here we go.
All of a sudden, I looked up and he was looking right at me and grunted and then charged. And I tried to get up and he kept coming back and stomping on me. And then when I curled up forward, that's when he got me on the head.
I heard, "Help me, help me, help me." This lady comes running up to her house and she's covered in blood all over the arms and she's got some on her chest. And she goes, he's still hurting her.
Yeah, that was another stomp.
If you guessed that it was an attack by a moose, you would be right. That is not all that uncommon when humans encounter moose anywhere. Not long ago, I did a story on a woman who was almost killed by a moose way up in the wilderness of Alaska. She was just hiking with her dog. In this case, two women were hiking in the city of Blackhawk, northwest of Denver, Colorado, a couple of weeks ago. Jacqueline Boren was left with staples in the back of her head, 15 stitches on her leg, and 4 broken ribs. Her friend was also attacked and stomped on, but not injured as badly. Some advice from Jacqueline?
They are aggressive. Don't hike where you know that there's moose out there.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.